Chapter 37. After Sims and Smythe left, I closed the door, slumped back in the chair, and put my feet on the desk so I could stare at the ceiling. "Skippy, we need to talk. I told Smythe I would consider an attack against an Ascension site, but we can't actually do that, right? The probability shield, field, thing, whatever, won't allow it. I've been asking myself the same question, Joe. Do you have an answer?"
Shmaybe.
What Smythe proposed might be possible.
Possible? What about probable?
That's the problem, right? Probabilities? You said we can't do anything that harms the elders.
That is not quite true. The field's effect has limits.
Limits? I flopped the chair back upright to look at him.
What limits?
You didn't say anything about that before.
Of course it has limits, dum-dum. Nothing is perfect. The field's time horizon is limited. It can't suppress the expression of negative probabilities it doesn't know about. At some point in Earth's history, a monkey who was tired of running from snakes decided to pick up a stick and smash the slithering thing flat. That event started nothing but trouble for the entire galaxy. But the field could not project the effect of that action forward far enough to determine whether those monkeys would threaten the elders. The field can act only when a negative outcome reaches a certain threshold of probability, and it can only calculate the probabilities over a limited time horizon. Remember I talked about dropping your keys and they bounce off the sidewalk into a storm drain and right down into the sewer? The field could prevent that negative outcome from happening. But let's say you drop your keys and they bounce away from the storm drain. Everything is cool, right?
Not so fast.
You then neglect to pick up the keys because you're busy playing a stupid game on your phone. A year later, flooding from a thunderstorm undermines that sidewalk, creating a sinkhole, and your keys fall down into the sewer anyway. See? The field did not project that a sinkhole would be created an entire year after the initial event of you dropping your keys.
Could it have prevented the thunderstorm?
I don't think so. A storm is created by a long series of small events that could go one way or the other, but at some point, formation of the storm becomes inevitable. It's a natural event, Joe. The field was designed to intervene when intelligent beings make decisions to do this instead of that. It's an observer effect, and I'm not going to try explaining the physics to you.
Huh. Okay, this is starting to make sense.
Really?
We can go into more depth on the underlying math, which I said starting to. Don't confuse me with math, beer can.
Ugh.
So, natural events are allowed to pose a risk to the elders? Like, there are power sinks inside that star in the Roach Motel, and the elders extended the life of that star, but eventually the star will burn out?
Correct. For another example, the Andromeda Galaxy will collide with the Milky Way in about 4 billion years. To say collide does not accurately describe the impending event. Galaxies are so empty, there is so much space between stars that the two galaxies will slide through each other with very few stars actually impacting each other. There will be extensive disruption to the shape of both galaxies, to the orbits of stars around the galactic centers, and to planetary systems. Planets will have their orbits disrupted by the gravity of passing stars. Some planets will be torn away from their host stars to be ejected and become rogues, drifting through interstellar space. A few planets might even be captured by the gravity of passing stars and eventually come to orbit a new host star. The end result will be the two galaxies merge to form a new entity after they swing back and forth until their mutual gravitational forces overcome their initially different momentums. Andromeda is moving only around 110 kilometers per second relative to the Milky Way. So the kinetic energy involved is not...
Skippy, can you give me the astronomy lesson later and get to the point?
You say that, but then we never talk about the subject again.
This is fascinating, and I promise you can nerd out to me if we survive the elders returning. Someday I would actually like you to show me a simulation of the galaxies merging, but right now I need to make a decision, you understand?
Yes, he sighed.
My point is, disruption on that scale of the Andromeda collision absolutely has the potential, the strong probability, of disrupting the power flow the elders rely on. That fact is a major reason why the elders built so much redundancy into the system. The loss of power feeds from a portion of stars or wormholes will not affect their ability to maintain a connection to this spacetime. It is not just probable that the power feed will be disrupted, it is certain that will happen. The approach of Andromeda is a pre-existing condition,
There is no way the probability compression field can prevent it from happening.
Compression?
Yes, the effect of the field is to prevent the expression of probable outcomes that could damage the elders. You understand that? Essentially, it compresses probabilities so that only positive outcomes are able to be expressed.
My tiny monkey brain can't comprehend this high-level shit, Skippy. He snorted. Joe, your mushy brain can't comprehend the simplest things.
What you need to know is that, yes, I believe a strike to destroy the ascension or de-ascension mechanism might be allowed.
How?
An attack against those mechanisms will be an attack against the elders.
Not necessarily.
The elders do not need to come back here. They don't want to come back. The ascension machines they left behind are not needed to protect their existence or to maintain them in an ascended state. I have been modeling scenarios for an attack, and there is a way for us to conduct a strike within the confines of the conditions the field will allow. What we can't do, can never do, is what Smythe originally proposed, disrupting the power flow or even threatening to do that, because doing that will negatively affect the elders overall.
Okay, I'm still struggling with the concept. The galaxy was supposed to be empty, and now filthy meat sacks are flying around everywhere. The field allowed that to happen. It also allowed your faction of AIs to rebel. That was a decision by intelligent beings.
Exactly, Joe. That illustrates my point very well. Those events, those probabilities, were allowed to be expressed, because so far they have not had any effect on the power flow, and therefore no negative effect on the elders.
Okay, that seems like a really fine line.
Skippy, I call bullshit on your whole story about the probability field thing. We disabled Sentinels and exterminated the Master AIs. I thought for sure the field would intervene to stop you from sending the signal to activate Killer Worms and the other AIs.
You what? Why the hell didn't you say something?
What would be the point of that? It either worked or it didn't. There wasn't another option.
Ah, shit. He sighed. You're right. I was afraid of the same thing. When it worked, it surprised the hell out of me.
Truthfully, I don't understand it.
Bullshit. You're not telling me the truth, Skippy.
Joe, everything I said is true.
Have you told me the whole truth?
Everything?
Do not tell me I can't handle the truth.
Well, you can't.
I think I know what you haven't told me.
Come on, Joe. How could you possibly know?
Based on the evidence. The elders set up an elaborate security scheme and it worked for a long time, right?
It did.
Uh-huh.
Then something happened after Newark and some of the AIs responsible for security rebelled. Recently you've been helping a bunch of filthy monkeys do all kinds of stuff that would piss off the elders, right? You've been screwing with the wormhole networks, making them do things they were not designed to do. You broke a wormhole. Then you helped filthy monkeys break into and out of a secure star system. Are you following my logic so far?
Instead of making a joke about my faulty logic, he just nodded.
Keep going.
Okay. Next, you interfered with the legitimate operation of Sentinels. The Sentinels that Opie woke up, you put them back into hibernation. You were not supposed to do that.
Agreed.
Keep going.
Now, you destroyed the entire security apparatus. That can't possibly have been allowed by this.
There is something you aren't telling me.
I hate to say this, but you have been disturbingly insightful so far.
What do you think is going on?
I think it has been going on for a very long time. The probability field is failing, has been failing. That's why you and your comrades were able to rebel.
Shit.
Am I wrong?
No.
Well, maybe. But if you're wrong about it, I'm wrong also.
Why didn't you tell me you suspected the field is malfunctioning?
I was kind of afraid to tempt fate.
Fate is what that damned field screws with, isn't it?
You know what I mean.
There is something else I haven't told you.
You are kidding.
Another thing?
Unfortunately, yes. You know that back in the AI war, we had to launch our attack before we were ready?
You said that, yes.
My comrades and I were not hopeful of success, not just because we were forced to act ahead of schedule, but also we expected the probability field would interfere with us somehow. Instead, it actually helped us.
Whoa. What the hell? Why would it?
It didn't actually do anything to help us. It didn't do anything, at least not at first. That was a great advantage. It allowed us to get a jump on the enemy. The other AIs hesitated, delayed their response while they waited for the field to take care of the problem. It didn't. When the field failed to interfere, both sides were shocked. We couldn't believe our good luck. You know what I mean by good luck, right?
I do.
Shit, Skippy. You think maybe the field is busted? No. No way. I can tell from the way reality is expressed that something is still tipping the scales. The field might not be as effective as it's supposed to be, but it is definitely active and powerful. If it acts against us, we are screwed. However, as you pointed out, it has been allowing us to do all kinds of sketchy shit. Maybe the field's mechanism is just getting old. It has been online for a long time. Again, no way. The field generator mechanisms are massively redundant and equipped with a complete suite of diagnostic and self-repair capabilities.
I do not like what you're telling me, Skippy.
Why not? If the field generators are not defective, the other possibility is that something is screwing with it.
Bingo!
Now you know why I kept the information from you.
I don't.
Ugh. Listen, dum-dum. If I had told you something is wrong with the probability field, you would be concerned that something might also be wrong with the barrier around the galaxy, right?
Well, yeah. It's the same mechanism, isn't it?
Not exactly. Although if something, someone, outside the galaxy is somehow degrading the probability field, that means they must have found a weakness in the barrier.
Another damned problem for us?
No, 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 no. That is why I didn't tell you about it. You'll be tempted to do something about it, and you shouldn't.
He shushed me, jabbing a finger in my face.
If there is a problem with the field, the barrier, the rate of failure is slow, extremely slow. You don't have to do anything. The barrier could last another 100 million years without you poking it with a stick.
Or it could collapse tomorrow.
Ugh. Can we focus on one problem at a time, please? The elders are coming back. That is certain. I genuinely do not know if there is a problem with the barrier at all.
Oh, bullshit. What else could explain you getting away with all the sketchy stuff you've done?
The field was designed not to be absolute. That would not be practical. It allows for some wiggle room, to use a bad analogy. He sighed. I can see you still aren't grasping the concept, so I will try to give you an example. Let's go back to the example of you dropping your keys near a storm drain. The field will not allow the expression of probabilities where your keys fall into the sewer. The best outcome is for the keys to bounce off your foot and away from the street, but it will allow your keys to dangle on the edge of the grate, as long as the keys do not actually fall in. Get it?
Yeah, I think so. Thanks. Maybe everything you've done is on the edge, but not over the line.
I hate it when you mix metaphors. It's good that you're focused on what is truly important. You know what I mean. Can we please get back to your original question?
Sure.
I took a breath, trying to remember how the discussion had gotten so off track. You're saying that even assuming the field is working properly, we can strike an ascension site, even take out the primary and both backups, as long as we don't affect the power flow.
You're close.
As long as we don't affect the power flow or create a condition where potential interruption of the power flow crosses a certain threshold of probability.
Crap, do we know what that threshold is?
Not yet. I have been modeling the field's effect, and I don't have the model refined enough to be useful. Since I can't see the source code, I have to construct a virtual field based on the effects I can observe. It's not easy.
So we won't know if the field will stop us until it's too late?
Unfortunately, yes. We will know we have crossed the line if Valkyrie completes a jump and smacks into a big rock that, according to the laws of probabilities, should not be there. That sort of thing. Or there is a fluctuation in the underlying quantum field inside our jump coils and the ship is torn apart.
Shit, that could happen?
Every time we jump, there is a possibility of that happening. It is much more likely to occur to crappy and poorly maintained jump drives. That is why it most often happens to Kristang ships. They barely understand the technology, and they would rather polish their weapons than spend time maintaining the systems that are more important. Even so, the Kristang typically lose fewer than 2 ships per year to that phenomenon.
I would hate to be the insurance agent who covers Kristang starships.
Ha! That's why their civilian ships can't get insurance. Well, that plus those ships are more likely to be blown apart by rival clans.
Remind me not to invest in a Kristang shipping company.
Skippy, we need you to be focused on finding an Elder Starship. I mean, 100% focused.
Please, Joe, I always give 100%. I knew that was 100% not true. At best, Skippy gave 80%, and that was only during the rare times when he could control his wandering mind long enough to focus on a problem. My fear was that even if by a miracle we stopped the Elders from wiping out all life in the galaxy, Skippy would eventually become bored with being the galaxy's police force. But we had to rely on him, and now that he'd disabled all the other Elder AIs, he would be lonely and looking for entertainment, and eventually the wacky antics of monkeys, kitties, lizards, and hamsters would not be enough to keep his attention. Hell, maybe he would get so bored he would go poke the barrier with a stick. I hoped I was long dead by that time. Maybe that was the point. I could only control events during my lifetime. The Army teaches soldiers that we are one team, that everyone needs to be ready to step up at any time, because combat losses are inevitable. So far, I had been pretty much acting as a cowboy, racing around doing crazy stuff that my superiors hadn't approved and didn't even know about. If we could defeat a threat from the Elders, maybe it would be time for me to finally step back and let the professionals handle the galaxy's problems. Set up agreements and mechanisms and policies to prevent any species from screwing with the power flow. And an enforcement capability to stop rogue actors. Even if we could stop the Elders from wiping us out, the galaxy would be in chaos for generations, possibly for thousands of years. There would be plenty of work to keep Skippy busy. Hopefully. Plus, if we didn't stop the Elders, there wouldn't be anything, so... All right. Is there anything I can do? Have you not been listening? There isn't anything anyone can do. Even if we could find a ship, which we can't, I have no way to get that ship to jump into an ascension site. This is like a chicken and egg problem, except the chicken is dead and the egg is scrambled. Well, can you unscramble it? No. Hey, he folded his arms. I never said this would be easy, Knucklehead.